So we are here to step out of that. And what I am suggesting to you, this is just a way of approaching it. And if it were not happening to you already, you wouldn't even be here. So it's not that you need to make it happen or I need to make it happen to you. That would be frustrating. And it would be stressful for me too. Are they going to get it? Can I? So what I'm suggesting, and it only works because it's happening anyway, so this, my function here is the midwife to facilitate the birthing process, but it's the baby's coming anyway. Babies came long before midwives ever existed, although that may be the earliest profession, perhaps, midwife, contrary to what some people say. The earliest profession is probably to help in the birthing process, but even before there was anybody around, babies were coming. So it's happening anyway. It's just to speed it up, one could say. The planet is running out of time. One could say humanity is running out of time, really. If the current dysfunction in the collective mind continues, and we have another 20th century or worse, and it would be worse if there's no inner change, for another 100 years, it would probably be the end of the planet, perhaps of humanity. So we are running out of time for the first time in history of time. On this planet, humanity, we are running out of time. And this is not bad news, but good news. It is good news for the individual human also. I have met people who've come to listen to teachings who in their personal lives, told me, I am running out of time. The doctor has given me 6 months. What now? Some of the New Age teaching, beautiful as they may be, don't apply to me anymore, they say, because they say you can make it. And I'm sure 6 months isn't enough to complete me, not on that level. And so some teachers say, whatever you want to achieve, you can. This is true on its own level, but when you're running out of time, it isn't time anymore for that. So there's something more fundamental. And whenever a human being runs out of time, that is the greatest opportunity opening up, because that human being is running out of future, which is the escape for the mind-made self. This is where it perpetuates itself, through continuous focus on future. The needing it and the fearing it, and moving between the two, that's how the self perpetuates itself. And all it does, it brings the past, obscures the present, so the past is more of the same in future. And so if a human being runs out of time, it's the most wonderful thing that can happen. From the point of view of the mind-made self, it is the most dreadful thing that could happen to me. Of course, the truth is, everybody is running out of time. On a personal level, it doesn't really matter whether you have 6 months or 1 year, or 40 years or 50 years. It's not that much. And it's fleeting. It goes, as you're sitting on this express train of time,